So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak discusses two isurim. Tamei sha'achal es ha-kodesh. If a tamei person ate from a carbon, this is an isur karas. Therefore, b'mezid, he's liable to karas. B'shegig, he's liable to karma chatas. Achilas basar kachim tamei. If a person ate meat of a carbon that is tamei, this is only an isur lav. Therefore, b'mezid, he's liable to malchus. B'shegig, he's not liable to karma chatas. Now, the Mishnah cites a machlekes. The Rabbanan hold, ha-tamei sha'achal, ben kodesh tamei ben kodesh tar chayef. A tamei person is liable to karas v'chatas regardless of whether the carbon is tar or tamei. While Rabbi Saglili holds, tamei sha'achal tar chayev, but tamei sha'achal tamei pater. The tamei person is liable to karas v'chatas only if the carbon is tar, but not if the carbon is tamei. As the Gemara explains, there's no machlekes in the case of nitma tumas hagov, v'achar kach nitma basr chayev. If the person became tamei before the carbon became tamei, even Rabbi Saglili agrees that the tamei person is chayev karas v'chatas because the isur tumas haguf took effect before the isur tumas basa. The machlokes is only in the case of nitma basa v'achar kach nitma haguf. The person became tamei after the carbon became tamei, and the machlokes is based on the concept of ein isur chalal isur. One isur cannot take effect on top of another isur. The Rabban hold his chayiv because they hold the isur koyel amrin migui. Since the second isur tumas haguf adds other objects of isur, and that now even basar tar became forbidden to the tummy person, therefore even basar tummy becomes forbidden to the tummy person, and here we do say isur chal isur. While Rabbi Lili holds, he's pater because he holds the isur koyel lo amrin migui. Even where the second isur tumas haguf adds other objects of isur, the general rule remains ein isur chal isur. We proceed with the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Chaymer b'shchita mibaliya ubaliya mibeshchita. The isurim of shchita b'chutz and halal b'chutz each have a unique stringency which the other does not have. Chaymer b'shchita. Shashechid lehadid chayev v'hamad lehadid pater. Shchita is a chumra of halal and that one who shechs the karm b'chutz for a common person is chayev, while one who burns the limbs of a karm b'chutz for a common person is pater. And chaymer b'aliya, shnaim sha'achzu b'sakin v'shachat u'pturim. Achzu b'eivu v'halu chayavin. Halal has a chumra b'shchita, and that two people who together shechta one animal b'chutz are pater, while two people who together burn one limb b'chutz are chayiv. The Gemara cites a brayso in which this is actually a machlokes. The Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb Shimon, who holds shnayim she'achzu be'eiv v'halu chayavin, while Reb Yosi holds shnayim she'achzu be'eiv v'halu p'turin. As the Gemara explains, their machlokes is based on the following pesukim. The pesukim of shchita b'chutz state, ish ish be'beis yisrael asher yishchet, v'al pesach el moed lo hevi'oi, Lahak of carbon Lashem, dami chashu liishahu, benichrasi ishahu. And the Pesukim of Halal b'chutz state, v'aleim toimer ish ish mebeis Yisrael, v'al pesach el moed lo biyenu, las es oisi Lashem, benichrasi ishahu me'amav. Shimon holds that regarding Shechita, there are three miyutin, three exclusions, Lashem, hahu, hahu. And there is one ribui, one inclusion, ish ish, because he holds loy dibeter kolosham le'adam. The Torah does not speak in the manner of people. And when the Torah repeats a word, the extra word teaches an additional halach. While regarding halah, there are only two miyutin, Lashem, hahu, and one ribui, ish ish. Therefore, the first hahu of both shechita v'halah excludes einis, shegig, umuta. A person who did unintentionally shechita or halah b'chutz is pater. The second hahu of shechita implies echad, only if one person shechzi is chayev, and excludes shnayim sheshachtu b'turin. Two people who together shechta one animal b'chutz are pater. While the ish-ish of Allah includes shnayim shehelu chayav. The ish-ish of shchita includes hashechel lehedit chayav, while the lashem of Allah excludes hamal lehedit the pater. And the lashem of shchita excludes sir ha-mishtalech, one who shechted the sir ha-mishtalech outside his pater. Rabbi Yosi, however, holds ish-ish is not a ribu because dibur teruk lashem the adam. The Torah speaks in the manner of people, therefore when the Torah repeats a word, the word is not superfluous and does not teach an additional halach. Rabbi Yosi holds hu hahu darish. The word hahu is considered two miyutin. Therefore, regarding shechita v'halah, there are three miyutin, hahu, hahu, lashem, but no ribui. Therefore, the first miyut of hahu of both shechita v'halah excludes einis shegig umuta, and the second miyut of hahu of both shechita v'halah excludes echad v'lei shnayim, and regarding both, shnayim sheshachtu v'shnayim shehalu p'turin, the lashem of shechita excludes sir ha-mishtalech, while the lashem of v'halah excludes hamal lehedya depatu. However, regarding shechita, hashechel lehedit chayiv, because the pasuk states dam yichashuv leishahu dam shafach, the superfluous word leish teaches vafila hashechel leish. The Mishnah proceeds with a machlokes regarding hela chazav hela v'chazav hela. If a person burned the karbon machutz in portions b'shegig unintentionally in separate halamas, after each halah he recalled the aver, but then forgot the aver before the next halah. Shimon holds chayva kol aliyah. He requires multiple chatois, one for each halah. While Rabbi Yisi holds, in a chayav la'achas, he requires only one chatzis for the first halach. As the Gemara explains, the machlikas is based on the halacha and the pasuk, v'al pesach el moed lebiyenu la'asas eisai. The word eisai implies shalim, the carbon is whole. And this teaches, ala shalim hu chayav, bein a chayav ala chaser. One is liable for halach b'chutz only for a whole carbon, but not for a carbon that is missing some of its parts. And the Gemara has two approaches in the machlikas. Rish Lakish says the machlikas is only in the case of bedal behei evar. If during each halach he burned a complete limb, and with all the halois combined, it was a complete animal. And Rav Shimon holds, chayav akol aliyah, because lasos eisai akol aver ve'aver ksiv. The word eisai refers to the limb, and even one aver is considered shalim. While Rabbi Yosi holds in the chayav la'achas, because lasos eisai akol behema ksiv. The word eisai refers to the complete animal, but one aver alone is not considered shalim. Therefore, as Rashi explains, hilkach kula chada halohi, it's all considered one act. However, there is no machlekes in the case of be'ever echad, if during each halah he burned only part of a limb, and all agree that in the chayav la'achas, because part of an aver is not considered shalom. Rabbi Yechanan says vice versa. The machlekes is only in the case of be'ever echad, because all agree that la'asas oisai akol aver ve'aver ksiv. The word oisai refers to the limb, and even one aver is considered shalom. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds chayav akol aliyah, because he holds muktari pinim shechasru behel b'chutz chayav. For the limbs of a carbon whose shechita was bifnim, one is liable for halach b'chutz, even if it was chaser, because mehadrin and paikin. Bifnim inside, even if a part of the aver fell off the mizbeach, it is put back onto the mizbeach to be burned. Therefore, even b'chutz, this is considered halach. While Rabbi Yosi holds in the chayav la'achas, because he holds muktar pinim shechaser behel b'chutz pater. Even on the limbs of a carbon whose shechita was bifnim, one is not liable for halach b'chutz if it was chaser, because as the Gemara in the previous daf taught, the pasuk lo yivyenu excludes chaser even in the case of muktar pinim. However, there is no machlekes regarding medal behei evarim, and all agree that chayav al kol eva ve'aver, because la'as eisaisi al kol eva ve'aver ksiv. The Gemara proceeds with two statements of Ula. In one statement, Ula says there is no machlekes in the case of muktar penim shechasiv hel b'chutz shechayiv, because madrin and paikin. The machlekes is only in the case of muktar b'chutz shechasiv hel b'chutz. One holds patru, because la'as eisaisi ksiv, while the other holds chayiv, because as Rashi explains, la'as eisaisi l'ma'ute pachas mekezayis asa. The pasuk only excludes less than a kezayis is considered chaser, but a kezayis is considered shalom. In another statement, Ula says vice versa. There is no machlekes in the case of muktar b'chutz shechasiv behel b'chutz shu patur, because la'as eisaisi ksiv. The machlekes is only in the case of muktar penim shechasiv behel b'chutz. One holds chayiv because madrin and paikin, while the other holds patur because of the pasuk lo yibiyanu. The Mishnah continues, Ve'en l'chayev ad she'yal l'resh mizbeach. One is liable for halach b'chutz only if he burned the carbon on a designated altar. Rav Shimon disagrees and says, Afela hella ala sela oila evan chayev. One is liable for halach b'chutz even if he burned the carbon on a random stone. And the Gemara explains, Rav Yezi's source is from the pasuk Ve'yivin noyech mizbeach l'Hashem. While Rav Shimon's source is either from the pasuk Ve'yikach menoyech et gedi yizim es amincha b'yal ala tzor l'Hashem, or Reb Shimon's sources from the pasuk al mizbeach Hashem pesach al mayid ve'im mizbeach b'bama. Since during the times of heter b'mis a mizbeach is not required, therefore during the times of ister b'mis one is liable for halach b'chutz even not on a mizbeach.